Room number 8. The minaret was one of the basic elements of the sentimental and Masonic phase of the Leibniz Park. Light, enlightenment or enlightenment as a celebration and synthesis of emotion and reason became the central motif here. The gilded crescent moon on the tower also relates to this. In terms of view, the building terminated one of the 8 passages of the neighboring preserve, as well as the main axis from the castle. Leibniz Castle, the park and the minaret have always been open to the public. One piece of evidence is an extract from the diary of Countess Maria Anna Maximiliana of Hardegg from 1821.
The highest point of the Tower of Babel with 302 steps offers a panoramic view. On the first floor, there are 8 very charming rooms, each of them painted in a different color and nicely furnished in a matching shade. I especially liked the blue room. From the tower we went to the grotto or cave, then to the baths and finally to the chateau where we could see 65 rooms, most of them very beautifully and some even magnificently furnished.
Just like the German Chancellor Otto von Bismarck, Emperor Franz Joseph I, the famous Austrian mountaineer Joseph Kaiserlich, the son of Queen Victoria Prince Arthur, the painter Ferdinand Runck, the poet Peter Bezruck, Princess Mona of Oman, Crown Prince Alois of Liechtenstein and many other famous personalities, take the opportunity to climb to the minaret's galleries, from where you have a unique view of the English park and the surrounding area. As you walk through the park, discover the picturesque corners and on the way to the castle, you will also meet small buildings that, like the minaret, recall the magic of old times. Each season brings its own unique beauty. Enjoy it. Thank you for your visit.